Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, Omer Aleph, four lines from the bottom. We're Milav going over the Braisa of Abaye, Mishmei the Gemara, Halibid Abishol, in the Seyda HaDvorim. So the Gemara said, V'dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi Koidim LaTovas Chomesh Neiris. The Dishun, the removing of the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Torah is brought every day, is koidim latovas chomesh neiros. It's before, it's done prior to that tova, the lighting and the removing of the wicks of the chomesh neiros. My time and what's the reason the dishum is be'ach apnimi is before that. Omer Abaye gemora gemilna svar lo yedano. I have a Kabbalah, that's what it is. That's a seyda dvorim. But I don't have a svara, a reason, midaiti, why it's like that. The Rav Omer, the reason is, as very poshut, one cannot pass by a mitzvah and not do it. When you enter the heichel, so you're first coming across the mizbeach. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, shulchan b'tzofein. The shulchan, when you're coming in from Mizrach to Maariv, the shulchan is on the tzofein side, on the northern side. You're coming in this direction. So the shulchan is a chetzi hegel. So the shulchan is on the right. The menorah is on your left. And the mizbeach is removed, not between them. It's removed, it's in the midpoint, right before the midpoint. That's where the mizbeach HaKadosh is. So you're hitting it first. Zog the Gemara, the Tanya. Shulchan mitzofen, moshek min hakoizah shtei amas hamechza. The shulchan is 2.5 amas removed from the wall on the tzofen. So it's all the way to the tzofen, minus 2.5 amas. And likewise, Mizbeach, Menorah bedorim, Menorah is on the dorim side, to your left, Mishuch menakoz, Shtamas umechza, from that wall, 2.5 amas. Mizbeach memutza, smack in the middle. Now, V'oimid be'emtza. Now, it's not just in the middle between them, U'moshuch klap ichutz, it's going towards the Mizrach, away from the Ma'ariv, Kimo. So, it's the first thing you hit when you come in, and it's the first thing you hit. Now, the famous word that they say, Yadrim, Menorah is Torah, and Shulchan is Parnosa. So why is it on the right? It should be, the Menorah should be on your right. There it says, when you enter, it's on your right. When you exit, when you leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or at least once a year when you left, where iron was always, so it's taka on your right. The perspective changes. Then the Menorah is taka on your right. But the point is, you're touching the Mizbeach first, you're pogging the Mizbeach first, so ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Now Rashi on Omer Aleph, Rashi says, in ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, zogt Rashi, hapogea b'mitzvah, someone hits a mitzvah, comes across a mitzvah, lo yave mimeno, do not overlap, overpass it. V'nafkon b'mechilta, we learn this out, mi v'shmartem es ha-matzois, kori be es ha-mitzvahs, be showing me the mitzvahs, lo yitamtin lo shetach mitzvah tiyashen, meaning mitzvah b'yotcho altach mitzeno. That's what we usually derive from this pasuk. Mitzvah b'yotcho altach mitzeno. It's a din of zvizim akdim al mitzvahs. Don't push it off. Don't procrastinate. Similarly, we're learning out ein mavirin al mitzvahs. Really two different dinim. Ein mavirin al mitzvahs. And mitzvah b'yotcho altach mitzeno. Really one is in the gavra. Mitzvah b'yotcho altach mitzeno. One is ein mavirin al mitzvah. The chef to the mitzvah daf keton zayin. But here we're telling to that both dinim all from the same limud of ein mavirin al mitzvahs. Now, let's see the next Gemara, and then we'll see the Pshat in Abaye, with Abaye argues on Rava. Abaye says, Svara lo yedano. What's the Pshat? So, it's a very stark Svara. It's Ema Vin ala mitzvahs. So let's see, after the final Rava, and then the taste, and then the Pshat in Abaye. Zog Gemara, Oma Rava. One second. V'nuk mil hadayu. Oh, fact, Gemara, nukasha. Maybe place the Mizbeach Taka parallel, smack in the middle. Let it be in the middle, but in the middle, between the Menorah and between the shulchan, why is it removed? Taka, zok mo venuk me badayu, zok mo venuk ladayu. Kem nechsev es hamenorah noichach hashulchan. Since it says in the pasuk that the menorah is noichach across the shulchan, beidin the chazi ahadodi. They have to see each other. So if it's removed, they taka see each other. But if it's in the middle, the mizbeach they don't see each other. This way they placed it. Gemira. This is where they place it. If it would be behind you, that's why I said earlier. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know why. But maybe because Maybe I don't know how much room there is over there. Room. You need room. The reason of the 2.5 amas is to, meet, to leave room for 2 kahanim for the lechmafonim, the bezichim. It's close to the wall. Close to this wall.
They're mushuk toward the middle, no? They're not that far close to the
Right here. I don't know. I have to take a look at it. But the Koponim, this is where it is. It's by the midpoint. It's back in the midpoint. Also, we don't want to be matriach for no reason. We always say we don't want to be matriach for no reason. So if you have a choice where to place it, why place it further? It's taka mechetzi, but right by the beginning of the chetzi. It was done every single day. The Teres was every single day. Zog di Gemara. Omar Rove. Shma mino midrash lokish. Oh, so the truth is, before we see the Shma mino, what's Zakeb Shan Abaya? Abaya did not know the din of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. He did not know the din of Moshech Kima. It's also a little shver. I think some want to say the Moshech Kima was the point that he wasn't familiar with. But Lamai said, if this I was, why is he arguing on Eim Avin ala mitzvahs? So the truth is, the whole Me'eim Avinu Mitzvah is really a shver zach. Why? We're talking about over here, a pious. Every day, someone did the menorah, and someone did the shulchan, a different koyin. And someone did the k'taris, I mean. So, Me'eim Avinu Mitzvah usually means, I have 2 mitzvahs. In front of me, I have Tzilin Shiyan, Tzilin Shiroish, Me'eim Avinu Mitzvah. I can't be over on the mitzvah. Something that's not my mitzvah, it's not even part of the equation. I can't do someone else's mitzvah, it's not my thing to do. So the coin that's doing the k'teres and the coin that's doing the menorah, where does it come into the picture? I go to the menorah. What does that have to do with the k'teres? It's not my thing, Bichlal. If I take it, I owe him 5 sloim for taking away his mitzvah. It's not my bias. So Abaye Be'etzim is muching. How does the Emavi and Al-Mitzvah come in over here? That's what Achayim want to say. Because mitzad the person, ema bein ala mitzvahs is maybe going to us mitzad the gavra al mitzvah by yotcha al tach mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah. Mashengin Rava learns that there's 2 dinim over here. There's not mitzad the gavra alone. Mitzad the gavra, you're right. Mitzad the gavra, there is. It's not my mitzvah. But there's also din mitzad the chefta. Ema bein ala mitzvah. The chefta has to be done this way. So maybe Baal said din in the chefta is dafke ton. So meila we take a place the k'toris earlier. Meaning the Torah it has to be done earlier because ein chenami, it's a different pious that has to do it. But the ma'isa ein avin ala mitzvah, meaning there's 2 dinim in this din ein avin. Mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefza. Mitzad the gavra by galant, that's the only mitzvah. So it doesn't come in. It's not my mitzvah for me to do first or to the second. I only have 1 mitzvah in front of me. Mashenk and Rava learned, yes, you only have 1 mitzvah. But there's 2 dinim over here. There's a din mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefza. So we balt the chefza. Is being passed by first, that mitzvah has to be done first. I've added through a different pious, not through him, through someone else. But upon him, that's why it can't be skipped over. Right? Right? Because really, ein mavin ala mitzvahs is mitzvah the chefts of the mitzvah. And mitzvah boli yotcha al tach mitzeno is mitzvah the gavra. So besides the person, is it didn't mitzvah the mitzvah dafke tongavon. So Mela, Rava Galant say Enechanami, the pious is not mine. So it's not, I don't have 2 mitzvahs in front of me. But the mitzvah daf katon zain. So mele, it has to be done. So mele, how to pogabe. Whoever has the pious, it has to be done first. Zok d'umor, Omar Rava, Shema mino midrash shlokish. From a shlokish that says, Emavin al mitzvahs, avure dara atoy tafta osur. When you put on your tefillin, you can't pass over the dara, which is the zroya. Atitafta, tetofis is the shalosh, osir. You're not allowed to put on the shalosh before the shayad. Because when you pick up your hand, you're ultimately passing by your arm, your shayad. So whatever you do, your arm is always lower than your zroya. Your right hand is putting on your left. Your right hand is always lower than your zroya. As soon as you pick it up to put on your shalosh, you pass by the shayad. Same avin ala mitzvahs. Avur edar tetafta osu. Hech ovid, how do you put on tefillin? Midar le tetofta, the zroya and then the shalosh. Zog Rashi, la'acha tefillin shebezroya, after you put on the tefillin shebezroya, then you put on the head. Bishvil tefillin shelroish osur. Do bezroya poget chila. Because you're not allowed to put on shelroish first. Why? Do bezroya poget chila. Yours per gab is Azroya first. Now, Hechi Ovid Midar let's after min Azroya Yovi al Roish, Yoniach Shabizroya Trilam Achachiniach al Roish. Now, Tayso, he has a Gavaldi Kasha. Zok Tayso, and the top here is Rashi, Lonich Trilam Beroish, Koimish Nich Trilam Shiad. Also, the Komavra Mitzit Trilam Shiad, the Pogabereish, Bizroya, Koimish Nich Trilam Roish. The Kosha Factorsis, Lefim, my diary, Lefim, the my. Lefirushoi, the Mai Ari Midere Shlokish. What does come out to Shlokish? Typically, the first apostle, the Marbings and Menachas. Ksumaniach, Maniach, Yad, Vacha, Shroy, Tixibuk, Shatam, Loisei Decho, Vodor, Tophis, Benenecho. The apostle say that Vorim is Ukshatam, Loisei Decho, Vodor, Tophis, Benenecho. That's the reason why Yad before Roish. Zog the Benetam, two other Pshotim. One Pshatuk Taisis, Mufash Benetam, Vishem of Haigoin, Zatzal. The Ari B'shosh Echoylet Tefillin. We're talking about the removing of the tefillin. When you remove the tefillin, we take off Shel Roish first. Why do you take off Shel Roish first? You take off Shel Roish first, when you put it back in the Zekel, it's going to be behind the Shel Yad. You have, let's say, an elongated Zekel, so the Shel Yad will be played, take off second, so it will be sticking out further, closer for the next morning. Because when you take it out the next morning, we're talking about, there it's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Zog Tezis, Mufash Ben Etam Shem Avaygoin. Because if you bought the mitzvah, and you had to go first, so the next morning you'll be over on the mitzvah when you pass your hand and you go to the shayad. And you'll have to be maver on the mitzvah. Mishum the shayad, yes, laniach tchila. There's a pasuk ukshartem. So if your roish is sticking out first, you have no choice. You have to skip it. You have to put a shayat first, ukshartem. Lefikach tzoch lanich betik shal roish tchila. So eim avirin, you have to place the roish further in. Like this, the yad sticks out first. V'ach shayat lamala. So Teisa clearly learns that it's also to put on the shal roish. That means a big naf kamina. If let's say you took out the shal roish, come to Teisa, you have to put it back, ukshartem. That's what it seems like. It's also. According to Rashi, It's not an issa. This is what you're supposed to do. But if let's say you passed it, you did it. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. It's not a din of ukshartem. L'chayre, that's what it seems like. Rebbe Eliyahu Zatzal said the third shot. Rebbe Eliyahu Zatzal mefarish the linyan mishmush ayri. A new shot. We're talking about memashmish. We learn from tzitz you have to memashmish b'chol shah. The chayre memashmish b'tfilin kol shah, meaning whenever you could. Kav l'choy mitzitz. That a mishmush has to be you touch shal yad and then you touch shal roish. Now, interesting in Tosis, and this is not the only Tosis, all throughout the Masechta, Tosis always says Zatzal. We don't find this other Masechta in Shas. Rav Haigoin Zatzal, Rav Eliyahu Zatzal. So I saw brought down that Rav Yankov Adas wrote a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote in this, Vuhu Lamita Shel Torah. He wrote him, what's a pshat in Yumu? We find Tosis says Zatzal. So he said, could be, because later on there's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin that the Mishnah says, Shem Yishoyim Yirkov, Ve'elu L'gnai, Ve'elu L'shvach. Ala Rishoyim, you say Shem Yishoyim. On the other ones, you say, Zecha Tzak Levrocha. That's lost in the Mishnah. So in the Mesechta, who state that Elu L'shvach, you say Zatzal. So the Bali Tosis wrote Zatzal on it. So Chaim wrote back on that, V'hu La'amita Shel Torah. Nice pshat. Balkopon Metaka stands out, Zatzal. Zog de Gemara. Va'atovas chomesh neiris kodem dam atomid. The atovas chomesh neiris is before the dam atomid. We said the atovas chomesh neiris. Oh, atovas chomesh neiris. The five neiris is before the dam atomid. This is abeshol shita. The dam atomid, which means the zrika or the shchita and the zrika, machlokes the shoyim, is between the five and the two. So atovas chomesh neiris is kodem dam atomid. The dam atomid. So the five, Tomid, and then the final two. My timer, what's the reason that that's a Seder, that the Dama Tomid is after the Chomesh and before the two? Oma Abaya, who Baboyka Baboyka, the Shnei Gizreitzim, we had yesterday, Baboyka Baboyka, Shnei Gizreitzim, that's really not necessary. The Loi Tzricha. Why is the Loi Tzricha? So Rashi says, the reason why it's Loi Tzricha is because the loitzoich the amoran machshir odif. We had already before that the machshir shnei gizei etzim is a machshir for the k'toris. Unlike the dishon mizbeach apnimi, Over there, it's not necessarily a machshir, meaning the eitzim is a machshir. That's how you have the scooping of the ktoiras. The fire is from the eitzim, so it's a machshir. So you don't need babayka, two extra babaykas that are bagiz eitzim. Take those. That's a derech in the Torah. Dover she'ena inyan loy. Today we learn the chaveiro. Rashi says. So take these two babaykas and place them elsewhere. Where do you place them? Zog demaga shadina lahocha. Where do you place them? Chad shad yelatovas chomesh neges. One of the babaykas placed by a tovas shtei neges. So now it ends up being Hatovish Tei Neiris will end up having the Lekad Meladam Atomit. So there's another Baboiker that you place now Hatovish Chomish Neiris before the Dam Atomit. V'chad Shadye Ladam Atomit. And one of them, the second Baboiker, you place by the Dam Atomit. The Nekad Melatovish Tei Neiris. And the Gemara explains now. That means you take one babayker by Atovish Tein Chomish Neiris, so it's before Dam Atomit. You take one babayker by the Dam Atomit, so it's before the Shtein Neiris. And the Gemara explains, Chad Shad Yil Atovish Chomish Neiris, Dilekad Mele Dam Atomit. One you place by the five, so it's before the Dam Atomit. The Hochot Losa V'Hochot Rei. Because since right now, there were always two babaykers over there by the Atovish Chomish Neiris. And now that you placed another babayker, it has three babaykers. Three babaykers is prior to Dam Atomit. V'chad, and the second one, so Mela Dam Atomit has two, versus Chomesh Neiris has three. So, the Hochot Losa V'Hochot Rei, and now Dam Atomit only has two after you placed that extra babayker there. V'chad Shad Yil Dam Atomit, the Nekad Mela Tov Shtei Neiris. So the Dam Atomit before the Shtei Neiris. Now, even though right now, the Tov Shtei Neiris, which is after the Dam Atomit. And Dam Atomit both are two babaykas. So why is it first? V'afagav. V'ochot rei, zog the Gemara. V'shal Dam Atomit. V'afagav, v'ochot rei, v'ochot rei. But mechaper odif, the Dam Atomit is a mechaper. It's mechaper. Dam is always mechaper. So mele, it's before the Atomit Shtei Neiris. So it ends up being because of the extra babayka, that you don't need by shtekes etzim, because be'etzim, we said that machshir is the reason why it's first. So mele, you have one you place by Chomesh, so it ends up three. One you place by Tomid, so it ends up being two. And Melech before that, Tomish Teneris. I both are two. Teretz is Mechapez Odiv. Omele Rapopo Labaya. Ve'ema Chad Shad Yile Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Once you're already taking and placing, so maybe take Baboyka and place it by Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then it, and Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, we said, is earlier. Then it Kad Meledama Tomid. Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. We said is in the Seidat Dvorim, it's first neges the eitzim that you place on the Maroch Gdola, and then Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, and then Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi is before the Tovas Chomesh Neiris. So, fact the Gemara maybe place it. Omalei Apopel Abayi Ve'em Echad Shad LeDishim is Be'ach HaPnimi. Maybe place it by the Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi. Then it can't be the Dam Atomid. So it's before the Dam Atomid, meaning the Hochot Losa, V'Hochot Rei. So now it ends up being that Dam Atomid is two, and this Mizbeach HaPnimi is three. V'chad Shadyeh L'Dam Atomid, and the second one placed by Dam Atomid, the Nikat Mila Tovas Chomesh Neiris. That's the main kasha. That's where the difference lies. And now take this and place it by the Dam Atomid, so that Dam Atomid should not be between the five and the two. The Dam Atomid should be before the five. Because right now it has two. And you don't have any more Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, three. Because you're not, the whole reason why Hatovas Chomesh Neiris is before the Dam Atomit was Hatovas Chomesh Neiris at five. Had three, I mean. Because you placed it over there, so the five is first. But once you're taking them out of Dishun, so now Hatovas are not three anymore. So then Dam Atomit should be earlier. It's Trey. So let it be before the Chomesh Neiris. Zog the Moga. Omele Apopel Abayi Ve'em Echad Shad LeDishim Mizbeach HaPnimi Denikad Meledam Atomit De'Hochot Losa V'Hochot Rei V'Chad Shad Yeledam Atomit Denikdem LaTovas Chomesh Neiris De'Avagav De'Hochot Rei V'Hochot Rei L'Maise Chomesh Neiris and Dam Atomit are both two. So what's the Yichas? Why is Dam Atomit first? Mechape Ovid, like we said a second ago, Mechape always goes first. So maybe before the Chomesh even. Zog the Gemara, but then there's nothing in between. We always want to have something in between. According to Rabbonon, you have Keteris in between. But according to Abishol, Keteris is after all seven, so you have nothing in between the three and the two. The five and the two, I mean. Im kein afske b'mai mefasket luhu. What do you have between the five and the two? Zakti Gemara, who says you need something in between? Henichel Resh Lakish to Omar, Loma Metivin, V'chayza Metivin. Why do you do a Hatova of five and then stop, take a break, go outside, Zakti Rashi, and then go back in again and be Metiv? Kedei Lahagish Kol Hazor Kula, in order to feel B'goy Vam. There's a lot of walking in and out taking place. So Shapir. Zakti Rashi, what is this din? Zakti Rashi, Shapir. Yes, the Haloima Yafsik ben Naim, stop after the five. Lahamtim ben Elu Leelu, Lot says Vilikones to exit and enter. Veloite avoid them in a time. There's no avoid in between. So then I understand what you taka have in between. You have in between a break and then Begoy Vamadas Melech. Now the Mikdash David over here has a Gavaldi Gakasha. He says that since you're able to do it in one shot, what are you doing? You're doing five, taking a break, go outside, and then come back in. You're able to do it in one shot. And you took a break and you left and you came back in. Maybe that should be called now a birei konis. Now, true, you're not entering for nothing. You're entering in order to do the final two. But the fact that you're able to do five and two in one shot makes the entering a birei konis. His right from Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi state, that when you take out the kaf macht in Yom Kippur, if you do it in two times, one kaf and the out and the in again, machta, it's a birei konis. Why rekonis? I'm taking out the machta. Because you could have done kaf machta. That's even in a place where you could have done. You have to do one in right hand, one in left hand. But since it's Gemir, you have to do both together. It's called the Birei Konis when you go both in right hand. So here also, if you're able to do seven in one shot, leaving five, doing five, leaving and then coming back in, is entering in Ort. I'm not coming in for two. I could have done that in one shot. So then the Chorish of Birei Konis. So that's his kasha that he has. Now you could be Mechalik maybe between Kodesh HaKadoshim and over here in the Heichel. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maybe there's a more of a birei konis by the kafe machta. Mashiach over here, it's maybe not a birei konis. At the end of the day, you're going in for two. And this makes it b'roi v'amadis melech. Go in for kafe machta itself and not waiting for the Torahs to burn out. That's not a birei konis. You're red. You go out and you go in. But kafe machta in one shot. But to do kaf and then go out. And then machta, zok tu shalom is birei konis. So we're also 5-7, 5-2 is birei konis. So maybe you can be a chalik just between Hegel and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Teshonim over here says in the bottom that Be'etzim, two lines from the bottom by me, the Lahagish HaZorah have a min HaTorah. What gives you the right? Who says you can split it up? What's the Makar? What's the Makar? Mitamol, you want to make a tumul and make a rash. The Eloi Tema Ochi, Shu min HaTorah, Heich Onu Loikhin Zemi Datenu, to decide on your own, Sheish on Lahafsik Be'emtza Avoidah. So the menolon the chayre is b'goyv amadus melech. That was the makar that you have to make a rash. You have to have b'goyv. But it has to be a deraisa gedin. Otherwise, where do you come to suddenly decide we're splitting it up? Zok the gemara. So al kaponim the gemara says nichlech shlokish. Yitake don't have anything in between. No avoida and la oilom the tomid is taken before the chomesh. But you at least have the b'goyv am. You have the mitivim chayzer mitivim. Kedil hagish kol hazor kula shapir. El Rabbi Yechidom ba'boiker. It state behead you ba'boiker. Meaning chelkei u'shnei b'korim. So Michael and Meimar. So what do you have over here? Meaning if he dies of ba'boiker b'tivoy, you have to mechalik the two negas from the five. So then you have to have a void in between. What's going to be the void in between? Till now we said Tomer is in between. According to Rabbanu Ketori is in between. But if you're saying that Tomer is earlier, what's in between? Now Rashi says, don't say that Dishum is Be'ach HaPnim is in between, because then you're being makdim, hey neges, for the Dishun. And we said before, Ma'avar HaMitzvahs. You can't be Ma'avar HaMitzvahs, because, what's it called? The Dishum is Be'ach HaPnim, then you're being makdim, the hey neges before that. So it can't be in between. It can't be hey neges and then Dishun, because Dishun you pagaya first. So L'chara, it has to be Dishun first, before the hey neges. So he said, what's in between? Enter the Gemara. Omale Ravin Ravashi. Hi, be boiker. The Eitzim Mimi Yater. Since when is be boiker extra bichlal? Who said be boiker? The Eitzim is extra. Homi boiler legufe to tell me that it's in the first thing in the morning. The steak is the Eitzim. The Omer Achmanen Nikdim El Marocha Shniyah Shakteres. That it's before the Marocha Shniyah Dikteres. The Marocha Shniyah Dikteres. We said that you place the Eitzim on the Marocha Doila. Oleo Lafuke the other one that's already prepped. So it's, you need legufe to tell me it's before the Marocha Shniyah. Omalei v'la, you don't need babayk for that. Omalei v'lamiu kimno alea v'loy chaveta. We dash and alea v'loy chaveta that the other one is ready, but you don't place it on there. Michal disel chaveta machtan is earlier. So zok mara. So mele that would be schwer. That's not the reason. Zok mara meister the obed atovas chamish neiros bereisha. Why is five taken before two? Now the atovas teineiros bereisha. Enter the mara came to asrebu obed rubu. Once you started, so you do roiv. So Fegmora, see that's where you don't do two first and five, but rather five and then two. Fegmora, Venavit, shit, so do six and one. The remainder has to be a minimal of a plural of two. The reason why the Tovah Shtei Neros is before the Keteres is because the Keteres is after, because Omakor Beitivas Aneros V'hodi Yaktirenu Kong to Abishol, Kong to Rabbonon, it's in between. But Kong to Abishol, Keteres is after all seven, after the two. Because it says Yaktirenu afterwards. V'Keteres Le'Evorim, Keteres before the Evorim, the Tanya, Yuktam Dover Shenemboi Beboiker, Beboiker. By the Keteres it says Beboiker, Beboiker. L'Dover Shenemboi Elo, Boiker Echel Bilvad. Mashenga by the Tomid, the common Tomid, the Evorim, over there it says only once Baboiker, is a Keves Echotas Baboiker. So that's why Ktoiris is before the Evorim, Ktoiris is Boiker Boiker, and Evorim is only one time. So the Maskonis Agamara that we said before, that it can't be that you're taking the Baboiker and you're placing it on the Tomid, that the Tomid should go before the five, but then you have nothing in between. Bishlam, according to Shlokh, you have something in between. That means the etzim going in and out. But according to Biachinid Avoida, so you don't have it. So it can't be that the Tomid is earlier, but rather the Tomid in between. We'll stop here at the bottom of the Omid, Ve'evorim le'mincha.